Hello.
Hello. Hi, hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. Purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. To begin, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes. I did mail in voting.
Thank you. Now, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not at all interested in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Well, I haven't been paying too much attention to that, really, to tell you the truth. I've been dealing with my daughter. She's home in a hospital bed and very ill. Now, what about that?
Sorry. Sorry to hear that. Well, maybe you're not following it as much, but are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested?
Interested in what? What am I supposed to be interested in?
In the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023.
Talking about in the governor's race?
Right.
In the governor for what county? New Orleans, who? What?
In general, everything.
You talking about Governor Edwards? You talking about Governor Edwards?
Just in general, just the governor's race. Are you very interested? Someone interested?
No, I'm not that interested because when they get in there, they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. So why should I be interested?
Now,
what I'm interested in really doesn't matter. The voters, it really doesn't matter because they're going to do just what they want to do anyway.
Well, ma'am, your opinions matter to us, I promise you. They're very
important. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but they're really going to do what they want to do. So my opinion, just one little dot in the crowd, you know, and all.
Now,
you know,
do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
I am a colored woman. My skin not black, but we are registered as black. You know?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you understand where I'm coming from. They're going to do just what they want to do, whoever get in there. You know, so it's nothing, you know, you can say about it.
Right. Now, thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not all satisfied with the condition.
Well,
there
could be improvement in the buildings. There could be improvement in the old buildings, and they need some kind of upgrade. You know,
okay,
what
so
I
to be
see.
Clear,
they all need upgrade.
Right. Are you a little satisfied or not at all satisfied with the conditions as they are right now?
No, I'm not satisfied at all. They need some kind of improvement.
Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important,
That's important. It's important.
So I'll take that as very important?
It's important.
Okay.
All that's important.
When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, somewhat confidence?
No, because I'm not out too much with neighbors, you know, and different things like that. I don't call it, you know, I'm not a gathering person too much. You know, I hear things, but I just hold my peace. You know what I'm saying? I don't associate like that.
Now,
mostly with my family, you know, or something like that, but I don't really. Born and raised here in New Orleans.
Okay. Now, the next question. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for?
I would vote for it.
Is that probably or definitely?
I get mail-in voting. I would vote for it.
Okay.
See, my mail
so
is
probably,
to me,
you,
I mail it back.
Would you?
Whatever.
Would you
I've been a registered voter a long time.
Would you probably vote or definitely vote for that?
Yeah, I would vote. I'll vote.
No, I understand you will. I understand you will vote for it. But is that a probably or definitely going to vote for it? Where do you stand more? Are you probably or are you definitely going to vote?
Oh, no, I always vote.
So that's a definite.
I always vote.
Okay.
Yes, and mail it back because I get the mail-in vote.
Got you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first statement. Maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or the second one. Because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Which one reflects your views more?
No, they don't need to tax them. They use the government money. Well, people got enough tax now on them. If you understand where I'm coming from, if you're a citizen, everything now is tax, tax, tax. And so many people on monthly income, no Social Security, how far do you think that goes? You know?
So which one do you go for, the first one or the second one?
I don't know. I have to really read what's in it, and then I would decide. I can't just fucking say it. I have to know how they're going to go about
whatever. This one, ma'am, this one is which one reflects your views. So I'm going to repeat them again. The first one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or the second one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. The first one or second one?
Well, I don't think they should be taxed for that. You know?
Okay. Now, all right. Now, let's move on to the next one. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, or not influenced at all, or a little influenced, to support
a millage like money for you to be taxed, be paying that kind of money out for 20 years?
That is correct.
If that's what you are referring to?
Let me go ahead and explain this. So, to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public schools. Now, the first one says here, learning that the money is accumulated to every public school in the city. Does that
That's
strongly
where the problem going to come in, because it's not going to be accumulated to
all
every.
All right, so from what I just said.
But in the city, you
said,
know that, now I know it. Some of them schools
said,
need to be reinvented.
Does that strongly influence you, ma'am?
Well, from my point of view, do you want my opinion? No. Because they're not going to do the right thing that way.
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Does that influence you at all?
No, it doesn't, influence me, as long as the government paid for it. The government paid for it, but not out to poor people on monthly income. Some of them don't have jobs. Some of them don't pay enough. And whatever, I'm just one little voice in the crowd, So that would have to take a majority or something or another. But I doubt if they would go for it.
All right, so the third one, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Does that influence you?
Well, I don't own any property, so you have to ask someone.
But that statement I said, does that influence you?
No, it don't influence me because I don't own any property.
Okay.
And they're talking about hitting the property owners. We got enough on them as it is.
Let's move on to the fourth
one. A lot of grumbling now about taxes. And where's the money going?
Okay, the fourth one, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Does that influence you?
No, that don't influence me because
there's
going to be some flaws in it. It'll be flaws in it.
Okay, the fifth one, learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Was that influential?
I would mind it if they would, you know, distribute the money evenly.
Okay, does that influence what I just
read? If they would distribute it
easily,
no, it don't influence me because they're not going to distribute the money right. Poor people get the leftovers, and the more higher people get the better. You know that would happen. You know, when you ask me, that's the way it would go.
Let's move on to the sixth one. The fifth. Learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing.
It's happening now. Who is paying less? No,
well,
it don't influence me because
you?
It's going on now. No, it don't influence me because it's going on now. It's going on now. The rich pays less and the poor people pay the more.
Now,
the middle class, poor and middle class, them the ones
learning that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Does that influence you?
No, it doesn't influence me because they're going to do what they want to do, whether it influences me, you, or anybody. It's always going to be that claw in the group that's going to do something to kind of put it one way and the other, so have to, you know, get along the best way you can. You know that's going to happen. It's just in the books. It's in the books.
So let's move forward here. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would be preserved and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for? Probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
What you mean, go to the game? You mean if the schools would expire? You got me confused there. What you mean by that question?
Okay. If the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045. So it's a ballot, it's a proposition. It's going to be on the ballot. And this means that it's going to be, right, so it's going to preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities. So they're going to take care of all the facilities that would expire in 2045. Would you
I don't
go
for that. I wouldn't
for?
Go for that.
So,
no,
so then
I wouldn't
you're
go for that.
You're definitely going to vote against. Okay, gotcha. I understand. Now, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School? A teacher?
I have a lot of grandchildren and in public schools. I got a grandson doing well in public schools. I have grandsons and many grandchildren. Yeah, I'm a parent. I've born seven children in the world.
You're not a parent that has kids going to actual school.
Not now. I got grandchildren going. I have grandchildren. And that's just like my own. No, I'm not.
Are you a staff member
or
administrator?
No,
I'm not. You're not affiliated with New Orleans Public School. Got you.
Well, my grandchildren goes, I do what I can, or contribute if I have to, if something come up or something like that. You know, but I'm not actually there every day working or, you know, interfering or whatever. You know, I would have to do some mighty exploring and puzzling before I would really go for it. Because I don't care what you go for, it always going to be that claw in there. You know it and I know it. You know it and I know it. They're going to put the better schools in the richer neighborhoods and other ones that like scuffling out here and struggling, they'll get the leftovers or whatever. You know.
All right, so stop me when you hear. I hear you. So stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you between 18 and 30? 31 to 49?
No.
50?
No.
So are you 50 to 60?
No, I'm 85 years old.
Sound,
I don't look it.
You sound so young.
I don't act it. I do because I took care of myself.
Yes, you sound so
a lot
young,
of people
honestly.
Tells me that.
You
a lot of people
you
tell
have,
me that.
Wow. That's
I'm not bragging, but I look damn good for my age. They don't believe I'm my
age.
Bet.
Oh, I bet. So let's go ahead and continue here. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school?
No, my mother, in the time I came up, we didn't have all that for us black people at that time. You know, we got
so
the leftovers. So I was reading out of books that had been handed down from other schools, got the new books, and the black children got the hand-me-down books with the backs coming over. You see, I could tell you about them days. I could tell you about them, because I went through it and walked through it. When I went to school, they used to have those steamers to keep warm. You understand? They throw
yes,
wood
ma'am.
In it or whatever in them. Yeah.
Okay. So you have you know your history and your world.
Oh yes,
what's
I
going
do.
On.
Yeah, I do. I'm a
thank you for
civil.
Sharing that with me, ma'am. Thank you for educating me and sharing that with me. I
yeah, I'm just
you.
Telling you how it
day.
Would go. I'm telling you how it would go, but you actually deep down in your heart and soul, you know how it would go.
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
Okay.
I'm just a person in the crowd. That's all.
So,
and so many of us are just one in the crowd. We'll get the leftovers, and the other ones will get the better. You know that it happens.
I understand, ma'am. Now, stop me when you, so the grade, did you go to high school or just elementary school?
Yes,
middle
I went
school?
To high school. I went to high school.
Did you get
school.
Your, did you graduate
Major
high school?
Red, I was all that. I was very active in high school.
Did
yes,
you graduate
I went
from
to
high
school?
School.
I went to Booker
okay.
T. Washington High School.
Okay. Did you graduate high school?
Does that matter whether I graduated or didn't?
No, no. It's just a part of the question so I can go ahead and fill in the correct one that corresponds with your answer.
Yes, I graduated.
Okay, okay. So I'm going to put high school grad. Now, do you own or rent your home?
I rent.
Thank
my
you.
Husband died, hey. And I rent.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. And my condolences go out
no,
to you.
No, you don't have to
and
be
you're...
sorry. God was ready for him. He's a hard worker. And
oh,
this was
that's
time
so
to go. He didn't die of violence. He didn't die of that. He was a good provider. And just, he took
that's
ill
so
with a heart problem. He was a truck driver, hard working fellow, took care of his family. I came from Florida.
I bet.
And then I come
right,
up in the time with oil lamps and wood stoves. When I'm my daddy died. We dealt with fire heads, wood stoves. I learned all that.
Nothing electric, right?
Food.
It's all done by hand. I hear you, ma'am. Well, you know, it's been a pleasure
well,
talking
I'm
to you.
Just telling you the
serving.
Truth.
No, and I believe you, ma'am. And I know you're telling the truth.
Well, that's
you're
up
not
to you, but I have no
saying.
Reason to lie. No reason to lie.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I said. There's no reason to lie because the truth always comes to the light. So thank you so much for educating me. And thank you for your opinions. You have yourself
just
a
tell
wonderful
you,
night.
9 out of 10. I don't think I'm wrong, but that's the way it's going to happen. That's the way
I
it's going to happen.
All
the good schools will go in the richer or more upstanding areas, and the black people or Spanish or whatever here will get the leftovers. You know that.
And I have the pleasure. Your first name is Elaine?
No, it's not Elaine. I have a daughter named Elaine. But I'm not
okay,
in there.
Okay, so I guess. Okay, that's why I guess that's what we got.
My name is Joan, J-O-A-N, Joan.
Well, Ms. Jones,
my name is J-O-N. That's my first name, Joan. I haven't given you the last name yet. But I'm just being totally honest with you because I keep up with the news. I keep up with a lot. I observe a lot. And usually my grandchildren tell me, Mama, you don't usually be wrong. I don't know, my grandchildren tell me that. They don't tell me nothing because when you tell me something, it don't happen. No, it's go bad. I don't know. I don't usually be wrong. I don't have a good feeling about that because you know what's going to happen when it happens.
They hear the wisdom. They hear the wisdom coming from you. That's why they believe you and they know you're not lying.
Yeah.
Well, ma'am, you have yourself a great night.
And you have a nice day, too. And have
Thank you.
Wonderful, you know, with the same with you and your family. And God bless you.
Thank you.